Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2016. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 2016 with Jeremy Curry, the Director of Product Management for AI Squared, here to talk about the latest with Fusion and WindowEyes and the future thereof. Welcome back to Blind Bargains, Jeremy.
Hey, JJ. Always good to be here, my friend.
So it's been a little while since we talked, so why don't we kind of back up for a minute, first of all, and talk about ZoomText Fusion, what it is, and how it differs from what has been out there in the past.
Yeah, so ZoomText Fusion, we released it in November, and it has basically everything that ZoomText Magnifier Reader has, plus complete screen reading. So basically, anywhere you fall on the low vision to no vision spectrum, you can basically use this to use your computer. So magnification and full speech. It's got some really awesome learning tools because we've tried to make it easy to use and easy to learn. So it's got a built-in self-contained learning center where you can get video snippets, audio snippets of how to do certain tasks. It's got a tutor mode to help you transition from using the mouse to the keyboard for those users who are losing their sight. And essentially the premise is what we found is that there's a certain percentage of ZoomText users that will lose their sight or get higher magnification to a point where it's no longer efficient or productive to use their computer. And so ZoomText Fusion picks those people up without them having to transition to another product. They essentially stay within the same product family and it grows with them as their vision changes.
Sure, for those who have never used ZoomText, it has speech support, but the speech support in a magnification product is different than what a screen reader would provide.
Yeah, you might call it like a low vision screen reader, you know, within Magnifier Reader versus a full blown screen reader. You've got full web support and things of that nature.
So now you have combined, right? You could use without limitation pretty much anything that's in WindowEyes and anything in ZoomText. You could use them both at this point.
Yep, you got it.
So some of the changes that you've had to make to kind of make all that to work, WindowEyes has hotkeys, ZoomText has hotkeys. How did that all work out?
Well, obviously there's the two different code bases, but that's all combined to make one product. And so we figure that most of the people are going to be coming from ZoomText. And so 99% of those hotkeys are based off of ZoomText. And then the screen reader hotkeys are based off of what we would call screen reader standards. For example, insert F7 to list links, or insert T to read title bars, or insert down arrow to read just to start a read to end, or a say all, whatever you want to call it. And so we also have different keyboard layouts for people who are WindowEyes users that have been using WindowEyes and ZoomText together. So you can have a WindowEyes layout, which basically keeps the WindowEyes defaults. And if there's any conflicts with ZoomText keys, you just add the Windows key to it and it gets rid of that conflict. So just as an example, Alt and your arrow keys will pan the screen around in ZoomText. Well, obviously that creates conflicts with opening combo boxes and going forward and backwards in a web browser. So if you do Alt Windows and the arrow keys, then that will actually pan the screen around. And so what we end up with is one product rather than two separate products, one thing that's completely integrated so that it makes it a great choice for lots of users, whether you want a lot of speech or whether you want no speech. So some people hear that has a screen reader and they think, oh, it's got a lot of speech. Well, we designed it so that, as I mentioned, it grows with you. So if you want to have just magnification and need to read an email or a document, you know, when your eyes get tired, you can press a key, have it read, it'll track, it'll highlight, and you can have it read.
I'm looking at the web specifically where, you know, having the virtual buffer, well, I know it's not a virtual buffer anymore, but still, it, you know, a lot of the commands are overwritten when you normally use the screen reader. How does that work with Fusion?
Yeah, so we incorporated browse mode into Fusion, and one of the fantastic things about this, especially for people who are low vision who had difficulty tracking, is when browse mode is on, there's a visual indication just to the bottom right of the mouse pointer, and there's also an audible indication. And if I want to press H to go to the next heading, for example, it will go to the next heading just like if you were only using a screen reader. And it's highlighted and tracks everywhere. So basically what you see is what you hear, and what you hear is what you see everywhere you go. And when you want to get out of browse mode, maybe a user clicks into an edit box or they tab to an edit box, then browse mode automatically turns off and you can use it just like anything else.
Sure, and that's all configurable. If people wanted to just not have any sort of browse mode at all, they could make that happen as well.
Yeah, you can turn browse mode off. In fact, there are three different verbosity settings, a low, medium, and high. And if you set it to low, which means, you know, very minimal speech, the browse mode is off by default.
That'll be much more similar to how Zoom Text is now as far as the speech mode, at least.
Exactly. And even in then, if you've got browse mode off and you do, for example, an Alt-Shift-Left click in a browser, it'll start speech from that point and then read till you exit speech, however you do it, control or whatever key you decide to press.
Sure. Are there other newer Zoom Text features that have been incorporated in as well? What's the most recent things that you've been doing there?
So we have put in a couple things. One is Learning Center. We wanted to make sure, again, that it's easy to use and easy to learn. So one of the problems that we had found with screen readers is, you know, people always want to know how to use their email and how to browse the web. That's like the first two things they always ask us. And it used to be that we would say, well, in order to learn how to browse the web, you know, head on over to Internet Explorer or Firefox, open your browser and go to www.whatever.com. So obviously there's this chicken and egg problem, right?
Yep.
So with Learning Center, it's completely self-contained. So you open up the Zoom Text UI, you click on Learning Center or access it through the menu at the keyboard, and it opens up and you don't have to set up a browser. You don't have to worry about downloading anything. You don't have to worry about setting up a media player. It just works. As long as you're connected to the web, it just starts streaming content. And the very first thing shows as, you know, how do you use Learning Center. So we added that as well as something called Tutor Mode. And Tutor Mode, basically, I say hold your hand as you're going through stuff. Like, right. if you're transitioning from mouse to keyboard, it's going to tell you the next thing that you can press. So if you're in the ribbon inside of Word or if you're on the desktop, it's going to tell you the next item. And then we've also added some things like pronunciation. That was not in Zoom Text before. Now that's finally in there, as well as page navigation to list links is there. For those who are used to Zoom Text, the app reader is completely rewritten from the ground up. It's so fast. It's just amazing. You just press it and it's just...
And a lot of these features, so these are even in regular Zoom Text, not just Fusion, right? As well, or
well, the app reader was in Magnifier Reader, but right. This new app reader is only in Fusion.
Okay.
So yeah, these things are only in Fusion.
Sure.
The one thing we're introducing here at the show, which we just announced a few weeks ago, is complete full independent monitor support. So if you've got multiple monitors, you could have one monitor, you know, magnified at 6x, and the other one magnified at 4x. And there's some fascinating stuff that we've done with that too, because you can actually have the same screen on both monitors and have it magnified at different views. And you might think, well, why would you want to do that? Well, we have one individual who is a low vision user, and he is a game designer. Well, he was always making a change for a character, then he'd have to pan down to where the character is on the same screen and see what the change was. And now he can have that character on his screen to the right and me making the changes on the left and be able to see those changes in real time.
Wow, nice. So you have people coming from a lot of different situations. You mentioned someone who might already have Window Eyes and Zoom Text, or those people who just have Zoom Text only. So how do people migrate to Fusion? What's the pricing look like?
So if you have Window Eyes, if you've got the retail version of Window Eyes, it's only a $99 upgrade to go to Zoom Text Fusion. If you've got just Zoom Text Magnifier, it's $5.99. And if you've got Magnifier Reader, it's $3.99. And that's all version independent. So we don't care if you've got Zoom Text 1.0 and Window Eyes 1.0. The upgrade prices are the same.
If you had Window Eyes and Zoom Text both, it's still this $99?
It's still $99, yeah.
Right. And what's the retail for just to buy it out right now?
Right now, it's $999. If you want it on USB, it's $1,099.
All right, let's move over to Window Eyes, where version 9.4 just came out as a free update. I know that was mostly just bug fixes. Anything that you want to highlight there before we talk about the future?
It's pretty much bug fixes and stability. Obviously, we're still continuing to maintain Window Eyes. There were some things we found that were going to come out with Windows 10 that were causing some issues, so we wanted to push those out to users before those Windows 10 issues became a problem and came out of the insider build. But primarily, you know, bug fixes, stability stuff, that type of thing.
There's been a lot of talk about, especially after Fusion came out, about the direction that WindowEyes is going after 9.4. How long is it going? Is it still going to be WindowEyes? What's the future? Is there going to even be a screen reader? So where are things going, and what's the future look like?
That's a good question, because I think that some of the community is looking at AI squared and kind of scratching their heads and going, are they going only low vision? What are they doing with blindness? We're obviously still committed to blindness. We're going to continue to make a screen reader. There's going to be some improvements coming out to WindowEyes in the next few months, which you'll see shortly. One of those items is going to be regarding Braille support. Another one's going to be regarding some responsiveness. So you're going to see some major undertakings in that regard. And then, of course, the second half of this year, as I said, we're still committed to screen reading and committed to blindness products as well as low vision. So I don't want to show my entire poker hand, but just rest assured that we're still going to continue to do those things.
So what you're saying is people who are blind or relying on the screen reader currently, going forward, even after this year, they will have a solution from AI squared.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Whether, you know, whatever that solution is, like, will it be along the current upgrade path? It's not going to be like an entirely new product. We'd have to pay $1,000 again.
Oh yeah, we would never do that to people. Yeah, when AI squared still was GW Micro, everybody knew us, you know, for being very customer oriented, and AI squared has that same type of focus. So we wouldn't take somebody who's been a long time WindowEyes user and say, hey, you know, now you got to pay $1,000 for upgrade. Whatever we do, there will be an upgrade path available for it.
How does the Microsoft deal is still going on, correct?
It is, yeah.
And how does that fit in? Has that adversely, you know, if you can get WindowEyes for free, a lot of people say, well, why would I pay for it? Has that affected the trajectory of things? Is that an offer you're going to continue doing?
We do plan to continue to do that. There's no specified end date for it, so that's still ongoing. It's really helped gain a lot of popularity in WindowEyes in many countries, including the U.S., which has been fantastic. Does it change the way that we do things? Certainly, it changes some things, you know, that we have to do, because obviously, you know, you can't give away everything for free and expect to keep your lights on, right?
Yeah.
That's just not the way business works. So, but the great thing about that is we have a path for that, but you know, again, I always like to leave a little bit of a surprise, so I don't want to give away everything.
Right now, it's WindowEyes. Would Fusion or ZoomText be coming along with that offer too, or is that something to be determined? Or
that's something to be determined. We're, you know, still kind of a ways out from all that stuff right now.
Sure. So you mentioned the Braille support. You care to elaborate at all what that's going to look like, or is that something you're still trying to figure out?
We're actually completely rewriting the Braille code. We're literally stripping it all out and starting over again to make Braille super responsive and make sure that we're just on top of everything when it comes to Braille. It's obviously really important not only for people in the U.S., but there are countries outside of the U.S. that's just critical for, absolutely critical for. And so we want to make sure that those countries are satisfied with our Braille support. It's really good now, but we want to make it even better. And so that's something that we're, more details to come, but that's really what we're working behind the scenes on right now.
What about the touchscreen? And that's something that with Windows 8, it was all hyped and everyone was doing the touchscreen, and some screen readers chose to do some support there and kind of stayed away for a little bit, but yet maybe it hasn't caught on as much or
you know,
we thought it would.
Or we talked about touchscreen for a long time. I was one of the biggest proponents of it, thinking we had to have it. But it seems, you know, obviously with iOS, everybody's using touchscreen with a screen reader, right? But from a PC side, it seems to have lost the
luster.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, oh, now we got it, and nobody really seems to be using it that much. So I think it's still something we should add at some point, but I don't think it's as critical as everyone thought it was going to be, you know, a year or so ago.
So as you're going forward, I guess if people want to, are you looking for feedback as far as future features and things like that, or like how set is the roadmap and how much is it? And obviously GW and AI always been really big into user feedback. I know that's one of the big comments you've always gotten.
Yeah, well, we're always very welcome to have user feedback. We have our WeTalk list where WindowEyes users can talk about various things. We monitor that quite heavily. We don't always respond to everything, but we do read just about every message there so that we see what users are saying. Of course, people are welcome to send requests to support, support@aisquared.com, regarding WindowEyes and Screen Reader and, you know, any of our products as well. That's a great place to send suggestions. And of course, You know, we've got the standard social media outlets, AI Squared, at AI Squared on Twitter, as well as Facebook, for those of you who prefer Facebook over Twitter. But those are all good outlets to reach us.
Great. Hey, thank you so much for giving us a bit of an update, and we'll definitely stay in touch.
Sounds good. Thanks, JJ.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys, online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.